nice combination by Nakamura.
Clean shot.
Born in Japan, fighting out of New York City.
You're such a beautiful lady, but you chose to be
a Muslim.
Found for your winner, the true path. By unanimous decision,
found the meaning of life.
Chika Nakamura!
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Chika Nakamura. I was born in and raised in Japan, age of 33. I had a great childhood in Japan. I had a very strict family's parents, and I went to piano school, choreography school. I went to school after school, good education. I had everything what I need materialistically. I played basketball. I played kickball on the weekends. I was a very, very big child. What I was missing as a child was the communication with my parents. I did not have communication with my families, but I have everything, enough of everything materialistically, and I was passionate as a child, sports and studying and schools. I loved to go to school. When I became a teenager, that's when I went to good high school, and I was studying very, very hard and playing basketball very hard. But I was looking for something. Something is missing in my heart. I guess it was a passion. And I didn't know what it was. My heart is striving for some things. And I left when I was 16 years old. I did a little bit of modeling job in Japan. And then I left my country to England, from Japan to England, and spent 2 years there. And it was my first journey as a young age, 16 years old. I have to support myself. I have responsibility. I have to survive. I have to learn how to pay the bills, and I have to go to school, study English. It was exciting because it was a new culture, new language. It was hard life, but at the same time, it was very, very excited, challenging. However, I learned how to survive in England, and 2 years later, I came back, and my parents shocked when they saw me with dressing well and speaking English the way I grow. As a girls to older girls, teenage, and then after that, I went back to Japan, and I went to Tokyo for 2 years, and it's another big city, and cities has always been exciting and challenging materialistically, and I was able to survive. When I came back to Tokyo, one of my best friends, she's from Croatia, another friend of mine, she's from Russia. These two women really influenced me in my life. One of them taught me how to drive a motorcycle. I was excited. That was something exciting me. She taught me how to ride a bike, and I drove all over the Tokyo. And one day I was waiting for the traffic light, and I see these signs. I hear the bells, beep, and I looked up, and there's a sign of boxing. And that was the day, the time. As age 18, I started boxing, and from that day, I never looked back. It became part of my big passion. I found my true passion, finally, and my life began. At the time, the women boxing was very beginning, and I didn't have enough competition in Japan. I decided to come to the United States in 1999, which is 13 years ago, and I came to America dreaming to become the amateur champion. And in America, they had the Golden Gloves tournaments at the Madison Square Garden every year. It's a traditional boxing events and for women. And my dream was to become winning the Golden Gloves championship as the first Japanese woman. And the 2002, I competed 3 years in a row. In 2002, I won the championship. And from that day, my dream became to become a professional women boxer. I trained very, very hard. I sacrificed everything. I left my family, I left my friends. I had to survive in a big city, New York City. I didn't know, I was very, very poor, and I don't know how to survive, how to get this to do as a women boxer. Every day is a pressure, physically, mentally, financially, every way was challenging. overcame with every test. It was hard. It was very, very hard. But one big thing happened to my early career as a professional. Was injured. In my third fight, I got serious injuries, and the doctor told me the first morning, you might have to think about something else to do. In the very beginning of my career, I said, no, I'm not going to stop. So my dream was to becoming a women boxer as a professional, and my very beginning of career, I had a serious injury. That was my first hardships that I really have to overcome. As athletes, having an injury it's the biggest fear, and I had it in the very early stage of my professional career. And the doctor told me to maybe it's time to stop boxing and find something else to do. I couldn't deal with it. I went back to the ring, and the second injury, third injury, and I started realizing it. My life in this game is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. My fear. I was recovering. I started from scratch again and built myself up again, getting shape and sparring and get back to the ring. This process, I experienced a feeling of desperation and ending up near death emotionally. I experienced my soul was coming out of my body, and that moment on something heavenly happened. I was looking for the answer. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of life? Because this was the first moment of my life that I had to stop everything what I was doing. I couldn't run. I couldn't box. And that's all I did. And I don't have friends. I don't have family. I don't have any other purpose in this life in New York City. I looked for the answer. What's the purpose of life? Why I'm here? Why I came from Japan? Why I'm boxing? For what? Just because I want to become a champion? Just because I want to be successful? Then answer came to my mind that I found boxing, my true passion, made me sacrifice anything that I have to sacrifice, overcame with every hardships, and became a strong person, and became a good person because I have my passion. And I can help people to help them finding a passion, true passions, and from there overcome hardships. When the test comes, what do you do? How do you react? And what's that mean? What's the sign? So there's a pattern. I learned from my own history that there's a pattern in my life. Hardships, overcoming, and then reward. Hardships, overcoming, and then you gain something and you lose something at the same time. However, I took a big risk knowing that I can be seriously hurt and lose my health. It was not good enough reason for me to stop boxing, and because my passion took over. I argued with my doctor. I said, I'm not going to listen. I'm going back. My passion took over. It was not a good enough reason to me. And then from there, I survived for several years, and something heavenly started happening. And a miracle, I call it a miracle, started happening. And all of a sudden, after 10 years of a very poor life and miserable life, all of a sudden I have sponsorship, all of a sudden the door is opening and other doors opening. Many new things happening in my life, and I just felt like this is it, this is my time, I'm going to be the champion, finally. You know, I felt it. And then I left New York City to California for 2 years. I was training with a great coach in California, and I was excited. I thought finally. I continued training, I was in shape, I was ready for the fight, and still things are not moving forward the way I want. Why? I don't know. I'm looking for an answer. I'm looking for an answer. I can't find an answer. I'm giving everything I have, I'm doing everything right. And it got to be right, it has to be right, but I'm limited. Why? I'm so limited. I looked for the answer for every successful people in a financial field, in a political field, and in a business field, and I can't find the answer. Nobody has the answer for me. And then I meet this man. He is a Muslim world champion, boxer, and without mentioning a word, he had all the answer for me. And he was most humble, he was truthful, he was kind, he was loving, he was simple. All these great qualities that he had, that was my answer. I didn't realize I had it. I was born with it. I lost it. During going through the society, big society like New York City or London or Japan, I lost it. And that was my answer. simple stuff, which doesn't require high skill, doesn't require high knowledge. One day I fall in love with this person, but I was scared. I'm losing boxing, I'm losing focus. So I decided to leave a tour world behind, and so I can focus on boxing. Came back to New York City, continued 4 months. And then one day, everything was taken away. My trainer was gone, my fight was gone, my passion was gone. It was taken away. Right after I gave up my true love. And what else left? I have nothing left. So I was desperate. And one day I felt the air has changed. So I stopped everything I was doing. And then I got this phone call, the lady from Paris. She told me the piece of puzzle is missing, but everything else you're ready. But what's the piece of the puzzle? The piece of puzzle is about the Creator. You don't know about the Creator? You have to study, open the Bible, go to the church, and learn about the God. So I did. I went to Hindu ceremonies, I went to church, I went to temple, Buddhist temples, I went to mosques. That was my last stop. And in the second that I arrived in mosque, I put my forehead down on the ground and prostrate, and then the tears come out of my eyes, and my heart and my soul deeply said to me, it took me a long journey to come back where I'm coming from. And that didn't, that immediately I wanted to be Muslim. And I started going to the mosques on Friday, and I took a shahada and I became a Muslim. It was 6 months ago. And today I left my personal mission behind, which is true passion, boxing, and true love, someone that I truly loved and wanted to get married. I left behind because I have a new mission today, which is, my new mission is to embrace Islam to my country and hopefully to the world. And that became my passion, and that became my mission to me today. And so I was sad because it's hard to letting go of something that you love so much, and your passion, your love. It's so hard, but to me, this is the right thing to do, and this is gonna be bigger challenging than boxing or anything else. And I finally Allah touched my heart, and I'm willing to serve Him the rest of my life and embrace Islam as best I can. And that's going to be my new mission. And I'm very happy. I have peace in my heart.